sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with the community comment. A couple of things on TV irritate the heck out of me. One is when they come on and say, if you owe a lot of back taxes, you call this number and they will get them reduced. As an example, they have somebody tell how they owed several thousand dollars in taxes and they had them reduced to a small amount. If they earn that kind of money, they should have enough to pay their taxes. Another case is credit card debt. Again, call a number and get your debt reduced. I know how credit card balances can climb because of emergencies or other things, but those in the companies or individuals put out time and money and services to provide the customer, so they should be paid. There has been a fuss about athletes kneeling during the national anthem. If that is also a sign of respect, why don't they just let it go without a fuss? And because if it is respect shown in a different way, if no fuss is shown about it, they will probably go back to the traditional way of respect. There are millions of people of all kinds in the USA. There are robbers, thieves, rioters, and people tearing down historical monuments. There are people who will steal your information. There are killers, scammers, people who belong to the Ku Klux Klan, and other racist groups. Then you have people like us who are hardworking, pay their bills and their taxes, and respect others and wonder why people want to be like those others. There are even people who are taking advantage of the current pandemic and scamming treatments or cures. I received a call the other day from someone who said they were with Social Security. Now, I know that Social Security does not call people, so I knew it was a scam. I did push the number to see what was happening. When I asked what this was all about, the man who had an Asian tone to his voice hung up. Unfortunately, too many older folks fall for these scams. I get up to 10 phone calls a day from questionable sources. I hang up on them or let it ring. I had to say goodbye to three friends this last couple of weeks. One was my friend Owen's partner, and another was a friend from our church who had a stroke and passed away a few days later. Her name was Lois. Finally, there was Eleanor, a very dear friend who, along with her deceased husband, owned a ranch in the mountains east of Eureka. I cut most of my firewood there and helped with their cattle and cleaning up after storms. I had many nice lunches with them and enjoyed helping them out in return for firewood cutting. Her husband, Snooks, had been a football player and coach in various schools, and Eleanor had been a teacher before taking over her parents' ranch. So goodbye, ladies. It was good to know you. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.